So welcome to the Apartment 4D podcast. We're so excited because today I have my usual co-hosts who are cool, but we also have Deborah McGuire here, costume designer for Friends. So you're literally like our idol. Well, I'm not Joe, but yes. Mine and Heather's idol.
Yes.
And for New Girl, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
So, I mean, I know that I used to run out and literally buy what I saw Rachel Green wear on Friends. And I consider Jess my personal style icon, still not today because it's the weekend, so I'm cash. But I was just wondering how you, I've researched you a little bit. I think it's fascinating how you came to be a costume designer and started working on Friends.
So, you know, I've had multiple careers and I'm a fine artist and sort of was born to be a designer, but took a different route due to politics and what was going on in the world, not too unlike what's happening today. And so took a reversal in my trajectory and was very interested in education and somehow found my way back into the world of fine arts. And then I kind of was always open to opportunities as they presented themselves. And it's just interesting how you end up doing what you're supposed to do, no matter what, which is clearly what happened to me. But my first opportunity in costume design was with my girlfriend who had a dance company in Paris in the 70s and 80s. And I sort of designed their costumes and got involved in the company and traveled with them in Europe. And it was really more of a hobby than thinking that I was going to be doing it for a career. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting how that sort of led to other things and other opportunities and my interest in doing this and that. And then I was in the jewelry business in New York. I was a jewelry designer and a fashion designer in the 80s. And around 1989, I had my first baby and my parents were living in Los Angeles. And I kind of had this fantasy of being near my parents. And I've always had this idea about 10-year careers being really good for creative people. So I thought it might be time for me to switch business in LA. And I had a few opportunities. And so kind of came out to LA with my baby and saw my parents and tried to figure out what my next step was going to be. And then just very fortunate sort of luck and opportunities happened. And I was in a coffee shop one day, met this woman who was production designing a movie of the week. And we chatted, she said, oh, would you ever be interested in doing the costumes? I said, maybe, I don't know. And so I met with the executives and they hired me on the spot and I ended up doing about 21 movie of the weeks in that year.
Wow.
And so I learned by fire of how to do it. I really had no idea what I was doing. And, but I'm good at that. I'm good at figuring things out, I guess, and I figured it out. And then in that course of things, I got interviewed by Kevin, David, and Marta, who were doing a show called Family Album. And I got hired to do that. And then, you know, Friends came next. Friends was an old script that she and Marta and David had written in college. And NBC gave them an opportunity to develop that script. And I was in the hospital giving birth to my second child, and I got a call saying that was I available on Monday to start? And this was a Thursday, and on Monday I had a crew and a baby in a basket and showed up for work, and that was the beginning of that.
That is the best story. I love it so much.
It was pretty cool. You know, I had this little infant, and they came for their first fittings, and they were like, is that a real baby?
That is such a
I don't think they'd ever seen a newborn before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really cool memory. But what do you think is like your favorite memory from working at your time with friends? And we want to talk about New Girl, but we can't miss the opportunity to ask a few friends questions.
Favorite memory? Oh, you know, that's 10 years you're talking about. So there are many, many, many favorite memories. But, you know, my favorite things were always to do those big episodes, the Thanksgiving episode, you know, the 1 year where we did 7 time periods. And you have to remember, this is a 30-minute show. So it's pretty extraordinary what we were able to do. When I think about it now, I don't really understand how it was possible, humanly possible, because, you know, the writers would write upwards of 9-10 changes, you know, days. So if you take, let's say, 10 times 6 characters, that's 60 costumes plus 3 guest stars times 10 is 30. That's 90 costumes in a 30-minute episode.
Wow.
Where we get a script on Monday and we start to pre-shoot on Thursday. So it doesn't seem possible. I can't even explain it. I don't know how it happened. I really don't. So it was pretty, it was amazing. And I remember years later when I watched Glee for the first time, I remember thinking, oh my God, whoever's designing this show has got the same challenges that I had. And so it was Lou Ehrlich, and I wrote her a fan letter and said, this is Deborah McGuire, and I just have to say, you are one kind of woman. And we became very good friends after that. She had someone who understood that it was impossible. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think about things like that when you're watching the television show, but you make such a good point, especially on a show like Glee or a holiday episode of any show. They do flashbacks and time periods, and I have enough trouble getting myself dressed in the morning, so I can't imagine being responsible for all those other people.
Okay, if you could pick one, what was your favorite look or costume from Friends?
You know, I will say ahead of time that all the flashbacks were my favorites, mm-hmm. as well as all the things we had to construct, like Joey putting on all of Chandler's clothes and that being one costume. I mean, all of those things that I actually got to have to think about and build and design, those were all my favorites. But in terms of fashion, I would say Jennifer's yellow dress will always be my favorite. I did not design it. It was from Idol London, from my trip to London, was this tiny little boutique that was very much like the boutique I had in Los Angeles at the same time. And it was like finding these like-minded designers in London, and their stuff was just great. It was kind of, it was borderline chic rock and roll, you know, and that strapless yellow dress that was embroidered and was just, I don't know, it's just always been my favorite. And I think it's Jennifer's favorite also, so.
Nice.
So Deborah, are you still in touch with the cast and crew from Friends, or is that something that's continued for you?
Well, I work with Jennifer now. I design all Jennifer's things now, and I do the morning show. I do her on for the morning show. So she and I are kind of back together. And as I told her, it's like, you know, I have 2 adult children. So now it's like I have I get to be with my third adult child. So it's pretty exciting.
That is so cool. And
it really is like, you know, a full circle dream come true.
Yeah. So I could sit here and ask questions about Friends all day, but since it's a New Girl podcast, we have to shift gears, which I'm so excited to discuss the clothes on New Girl with you too. Jess's style is so amazing. We loved that sketch that you shared with us. That was just like magical. I want to like frame it for my bedroom. How did her style come to be? Was that all you? Was it a conversation with the creator? How do you sit down and just create such a unique vision for a character?
You know, truthfully, I don't really recall if there was a collaborative aspect to it. For some reason in my mind, I feel like I got to kind of come up with that. I'm sure I had some feedback and guidance from the network as well as the writers, but I don't really have a recollection of that. My idea for her, first of all, her body is so kind of like has this vintage feeling to it, the way she wears clothes, you know, with the tiny waist. And it's a very 1930s, 1940s, 1950s kind of silhouette. So I always saw her in something that had a waist. And the nature of the show, especially from reading the pilot, I just had this idea of her being a school teacher and the idea of a box of Crayola crayons.
Oh.
So my inspiration was really from a box of Crayola and the colors in the box. And I remember as a child, you know, I had like a physical relationship with Crayola crayons. Like I loved the smell, I loved the colors, I loved everything about it. And so creating the show was like dealing with my box of crayons. And you know, the palette was so much in these really strong colors of yellow and red and blue, and primary colors from your first box of crayons in elementary school. So I kind of went with that and it worked. I mean, I remember in the pilot episode, there was a yellow dress and I just loved having everything being like a burst of color because that was her personality. And it just exemplified everything about her. Plus it would set her aside so much from every other character and what was going on in the scene. And often that look would be contrary to what was going on in the scene. So it was always had some power, you know, whether it was in the loft or no matter what it was.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always noticed that Jess very rarely wears pants or jeans. And we wondered if that was intentional and why.
Well, it is intentional, and I have to tell you that I got that way starting with Friends, where, you know, my executives on Friends wanted them to be in jeans all the time, and I was like, what? I said, we have to be aspirational here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is not, no one wants to look at the television and see people sitting around in jeans. So I won that fight on Friends. And this was a similar thing. It's like, you knew that everyone, I mean, the boys were all going to be in, you know, sloppy jeans and whatever. And there's no way she was not, you know, she was part of it, but she wasn't part of it because we had to keep her unique in all of those interactions. And the way I design is really, I never just think about the person. I always think about them all together because when you look at a picture on a television, it's like looking at a painting. You're not just looking at a person. You're looking at what they look like in the room with everyone else on the couch, with the background, with the colors. And the more I could create a subliminal beauty with my palette, the more interesting it would be for you looking at it. Yeah. And I was successful on Friends with that philosophy, and I carried that over into New Girl.
Nice.
Nice. So Jess is in not only her quirky clothes that she has, but she's in pajamas a lot. So there's a lot of pajama scenes on top of her clothes. So was there an inspiration behind putting her in pajamas all the time, or is that just part of the character that you put together? Or
it was part of the character that was written, but I have to tell you that was like my favorite thing and I took it really seriously. So the exciting thing about doing New Girl is that one of my best friends owns a factory in downtown LA. I'm actually going down there to see her today. And that gave me the opportunity to manufacture a lot of the clothes that I wouldn't ordinarily have the ability or the financial ability to do. So when I found a silhouette or something I loved for Jess, I manufactured it. And so when we started, she started wearing pajamas all the time. You know, we had pajamas from Victoria's Secrets and that. But I thought, oh my God, what fun would it be to go fabric shopping in Jess's head and find, you know, alphabet fabric and bunny fabric and dog fabric and people riding bicycle fabric. And So it became kind of an obsession for me, and something exciting I could do every week was always go downtown and buy some great fabric for her pajamas. And so that was really fun. And actually at one point, she and I were going to launch a clothing line based on the pajamas and the silhouettes, and it never happened.
I would have bought
We had talked about it. I actually did a presentation to her, because when she got pregnant, I did mother child pajama sets that were so cute. So we never got to do that, but it was a good fantasy.
Yeah, I don't know if Joe would have participated, but my sister and I would have bought all those pajamas. We love the turkey pajamas on our podcast. We regularly reference, okay, what pajamas was Jess wearing this week and why? Like, it is so fun. Just the whole show's great. Everything you did's great, but we love the pajama stuff so much.
Yeah, me too.
So speaking of pajamas and custom making stuff, there's a lot of scenes in New Girl, like Winston's bird shirt or everything Schmidt wears. You know, a lot of running jokes, like the kimono and stuff. So I was just wondering do you present those ideas? Like, I found this kimono, I think you should put it in every episode. Or how does, like, those really crazy outfits come to life?
Well, the kimono was like, it was something fun. You know, it was a woman's kimono, obviously. We found it and it worked for that episode. And then we decided that it was always going to come back because it was so hilarious. So, you know, sometimes things like that have an organic life because they just do. And the bird shirts, we made some, we found some, and that was fun. That was so great for his character. I mean, his character from the first season, he was like in polo shirts all the time. And then we kind of expanded as his character became more manifested in the group dynamic. Was so fun to create this sort of uniqueness about him and the way he saw himself and wanted to project himself. So that was really, really fun.
I bet. Yeah, there's a whole, there's like Facebook, you know, fan pages of the show, and people will be at Target and or like Kohl's and see a bird shirt. There's a surprising amount of collar shirts with birds on them. And they'll take a picture and be like, Winston bird shirt. So every time I see when I do it now too, it's so weird because it wasn't the whole show. But for some reason, when you think Winston, you think Ferguson, and you think bird shirt.
Definitely. And it's funny because if you think about that first season, I mean, he was in just a different color polo shirt all the time. It was, it was very generic.
That's funny. So who on the show do you think was your favorite character to dress?
Oh, well, definitely Jess, because I made everything. So, you know, that was for me, you know, I'm a designer, so I'm not a shopper, you know, so for me that was really fun. And actually, you know, I let my crew do a lot of the creative eventually, because, you know, my crews have been with me forever. Kathy and Megan, who did the show, I mean, Kathy, everybody came to me out of college basically, and are still, you know, still Kathy's a designer on her own now. But Megan's still with me, and, you know, they worked for me long enough that if they don't know how to shop in my head, you know, they just knew how to do it. So I gave them a lot of creative freedom, and they were very, very involved. On the day-to-day, they were actually even more involved than me, because I do multiple shows, multiple projects. You know, I work on movies the same time I'm doing television shows. So I'm a good boss, and I know how to allocate responsibilities, but I'm not necessarily the one that's there every day.
Okay. Go ahead, Heather.
And there were so many amazing guest stars on this show, and so we were wondering, was there one that was your favorite to dress?
The word favorite to dress, I don't really resonate even with that concept, really. But it was pretty exciting to have Taylor Swift. I mean, that was thrilling for everyone. And but favorite to dress. I mean, you know, it's what I do for a living. So it's like, it's part of my DNA. It's like, everything is my favorite. If I'm doing it, it's, I'm loving it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't have favorites in that way.
Okay. Makes sense.
When we had Megan on here, she talked about a lot about the Prince episode and the outfits in that episode were memorable. Maybe
okay,
not favorite.
Well, that, okay, well, that, okay, so I completely spaced it out. So, okay, that was like beyond the beyond, because, you know, there you are on the set and he picks up a guitar and he's singing and you're sitting next to him. Or I'm sitting in my chair. He comes and sits down next to me and we start talking about the weather in Minneapolis. You know, I'm like,
whoa.
It was crazy. And the dressing him part, I mean, yeah, I don't know how I just blocked that out. I'm so sorry, you guys. It's because I have so many other things going on. But
yeah. Oh, no, you
I would say, I mean, Taylor Swift, Prince, I'm sorry. Okay. So I would say that Prince was probably the most exciting guest star ever, maybe in the history of guest stars. So,
Let's go on a show like New Girl. There's a lot of guest stars.
And the fact that he's not with us anymore, and we had that kind of wonderful opportunity to really, you know, get the essence of him and have sort of mundane conversations, and it was really special. Yeah, nothing like it.
Nice. And so some of the outfits that we see, like last week we talked about a show where Jess was wearing this dress, and it had, she was, the premise of the show was mainly shot in her classroom, and so her skirt has like children on it, you know, like little stick figure people, children, and it just kind of goes with the theme of that. Is there a most memorable type of outfit that you gear towards a show that you remember?
Oh, definitely. I mean, all of those dresses that I made for the classroom, you know, the Magic School Bus and all those great stories that I read to my children over the years, and all those great teachers with all the quirky outfits. That was in my brain, and I loved it so much because I felt it really defined, you know, the kind of teacher she was and her quirky personality. And those dresses they were pretty incredible. And I loved picking out the fabrics, you know, at the fabric store, going up and down the aisles and, you know, just finding like the perfect, you know, the Russian dolls and all the different things that we found. It was great. Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead, Heather.
That's my favorite part. That's my favorite part of doing the show, really, was seeing those fabrics that spoke to me.
And we also wondered, was there ever a costume that was particularly challenging or difficult?
Challenging or difficult?
Besides the shortness of the kimono.
We built so many costumes on that show. Difficult? No, nothing's difficult. I mean, we have teams that make everything easy. But like, I loved, you know, the prom dress and all of those things that were just a little bit, you know, out of the box, I would say. Yeah, I mean, nothing's really difficult. Everything is challenging, and that's what makes it exciting. Mm-hmm. But nothing's difficult.
That's so cool. So what are some of just your favorite memories from being on New Girl with some of the actors or just your overall experience?
Okay, so we could say Prince was probably number one. Let's make that clear. And for me, really just creating these characters visually, you know, I mean, that's my job, and that's where I really love being able to, you know, to do that. And then on a weekly basis, to be able to control the palette of everybody's outfits, that, so that we put together a beautiful looking assemblage offer every scene. And that's my challenge, and that's the most fun for me. And that's something that only I engage in. People who work for me, that's not really what they do. That's really the part that I do. Megan and Kathy did 90% of everything. But the 10% where I am is in sort of the defining how, what goes on them and how it all looks.
So, you do such a good job. It's so amazing. I've been obsessed with the fashion on both those shows. And it's so interesting the way you talk about it, because I never thought about when I look at a TV screen that it's like art, but everything you're saying is like making so much sense. I don't know why I didn't realize it on my own before. Like, it's like a painting almost. And we just all are obsessed.
Well, I think that when you put that in your mind, you look at your two-dimensional circle, you look at it differently, because I am not a TV watcher. And part of why I'm not a TV watcher is I would turn on a show and go, oh, like I couldn't even. It was like visually offensive to me, just the visual of it. I remember watching the old Ellen shows, you know, where she was in plaid shirts and jeans all the time. And just everybody in the scene. And it was just like, oh, it was like, I can't watch that. And so maybe that's why I ended up not being a TV watcher. I can't watch it. So when I got to do Friends, I thought, okay, here's my opportunity as an artist to sort of take on that challenge, since, I mean, why aren't we dealing with it that way? I mean, to work with the production designer and the set decorator and collaborate, I mean, that was my attraction to this business in the first place, because as an artist, I was alone in a studio every day. So in this business, the idea of being able to collaborate with other creative people was exciting. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen as regularly as you would think, because the time constraints are so tremendous. We have to move so quickly that it's more, rather than collaboration, it's more like praying that you're on the same wavelength with these departments and that you're all in sync. There's like a rhythm and a sync that you have to be in. Which is really interesting, and which at the moment in COVID, that rhythm is really interesting to me, because that's the difference of seeing there's a shift in rhythm. And everybody has to connect to that same rhythm in order for it to work. So if the first AD is still driving things the way they did before COVID, and everyone else is in the real rhythm, that's not gonna work. Mm-hmm. So that's the challenge of working in COVID, is getting everybody on the same trajectory in terms of the rhythm. And it's interesting.
That actually is a great segue to our last question. We know a lot of shows are shut down or operating differently. We're just curious what projects you're working on right now.
Well, I'm doing the morning show with Jen. We start shooting Monday.
Nice.
So that's really exciting. And that's just, you know, it's really interesting. I just do Jen, and my son Gavin is my assistant. And then we work with Annie, who's been her dresser for 15 years. So we're kind of a department of three for Jen. And Jen has her team, her hair and makeup and producers. So we have like a group of like 16 of us. That's our group. And it's been interesting during COVID. I mean, it's very controlled, very different. But, you know, we're managing, and I think that we're going to do really well. The other show I do is Sydney to the Max, which Megan does with me. That's Disney. And that's kids, and it's fantastic. And I'm not physically there very much, so I'm doing a lot on Zoom, but it's kind of the way I've worked for the last 10 years, is in this way with FaceTime. And so it's not that unusual for me. And then I'm going to start a movie in the beginning of the year. We're doing Sonic the Hedgehog number 2.
Ooh.
So that's really exciting because number 1 was super fun and Jim Carrey is fabulous. So very excited about that.
Awesome. That is so cool. Well, we really appreciate you giving us the time. I'm such a big fan of yours. I don't even like, I have words to express it. So thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
Awesome.
I got
Thanks. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.